Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, my loyal listeners. This is an account of some of the details of your wake-up call for May Day, Monday, May the 1st, 2017, coming to you from Malaysia, courtesy of none other than me, your host, Richard Martin. Did you know that in the United States, cops steal more property than the burglars? Boil down all the numbers and caveats, and you arrive at a simple fact. In the United States in 2014, more cash and property transferred hands via civil asset forfeiture than via burglary. Robbers only took about $4 billion. The sticky-fingered police took $5 billion with no due process and no charges filed. Typically, with civil asset forfeiture, the police stop someone for a traffic violation. They find some cash in the car. They take the money and use it to put a jacuzzi in the police station or to beef up their pension funds. A well-financed victim with a clean police record will hire a lawyer and eventually get the money back. Maybe. But often the amount is too small to justify the cost of recovery. Also, many times victims fear the police and are afraid to contest the matter. Government is meant to protect us from thieves, but the $5 billion taken by the police is peanuts compared to what the government takes from the tax system. This year, it's expected to haul in some $3.5 trillion in stolen goods. The common myth is that this money is used to run the government. But it's not true. A tiny bit of the money is used for genuinely useful government activities, such as national defence. But most of it is merely transferred from the outsiders to the insiders, from the makers to the takers, and from the losers to the winners. Taxes are the price we pay for civilized society, said Oliver Wendell Holmes. What was he thinking? Civilization is based on win-win voluntary exchanges and consensual relationships. It is courtship, not rape. Taxes are a residual form of slavery. People have no choice. They feel the lash on their backs. They bend over, pulling their ploughs, toting their bales and lifting their burdens for the benefit of someone else. Yes, of course, the thieves say, it's for your own good. But they would, wouldn't they? All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, there's plenty more. We are going to be talking about the US trade deficit today, which I haven't spoken about for quite a while. So think it's due for another look. Also, a little more on retirement issues. I've talked about that several times, and we're probably going to conclude that discussion today. Amazingly enough, Americans want more government in their lives. And so we will have a little look into that particular situation. The recovery, how true is it? What do we know? We'll talk about that too. And a bit more on happiness, which is a subject dear to my heart. I wish to be happy and I wish to see other people happy. So we will do what we can to encourage that along the way. However, until then, please feel free. I have asked on the emails for people. Now I'm making a concerted drive to get donors, please, to my show. I am suffering a donor absence. I need some more donors, please. So if you don't mind, go to the donor page, and that is to be found on the www.richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com website. And please sign up at the donate button on the left for $70 a quarter, if you possibly can, and it's automatically deducted, so no extra effort on your part. If 70 is too much, then please feel free to reduce it, and 30 is my minimum. So have a wonderful week ahead. Some of you have a holiday today, May the 1st, and others of you don't. But one way or another, I, Richard Martin, will be back on Friday with another edition of The Wake Up Call. So until then, bye-bye for now.
And there you have it. You decide.